Kent State's attorney Julius Grinnell said out loud, "Law is on trial. Anarchy is on trial. These men have been selected, picked up by the grand jury, and indicted because they were leaders. They are no more guilty than the thousands who follow them. Gentlemen of the jury, convict these men, make examples of them, hang them, and you save our institutions, our society." No evidence was presented that any of these men had taken part in the bombing, planning or organizing the bombing, approving the bombing, and only three of them were even there on the day of the bombing. One of them, Albert Parsons, had brought his two children to the rally, which kind of implies he didn't know that a bomb was going to be set off. And multiple eyewitnesses could corroborate that none of them, at least, had thrown the bomb. They were just famous anarchists, community leaders. That's why they were really on trial. And that's according to the prosecutor. That's not my opinion. Shockingly, all eight men were convicted. Oscar Nieb was sentenced to 15 years in prison. The other seven men were sentenced to death, though Schwab and Fielden later had their sentences commuted to life imprisonment. Louis Ling took his own life by putting an explosive device in his mouth and setting it off, a final act of defiance. George Engel, August Spies, Albert Parsons, and Adolf Fischer were hanged. 6 years later, in June of 1893, after mounting pressure, Illinois Governor John Peter Altgeld issued a pardon, declaring them innocent of the crimes they were accused of, and the victims of, quote, hysteria, packed juries, and a biased judge. By 1891, the Second Internationale had declared May 1st the annual celebration of the anniversary of the Chicago protests. Since then, participants have celebrated struggles and victories of the labor movement, both historical and contemporary, each year on May 1st, Labor Day. So how come the United States and Canada celebrate Labor Day on the first Monday of September, the unofficial last day of summer, and the last day it's appropriate to wear white clothing for some reason? Enter America's first Muppet president, Grover Cleveland. He didn't like that Americans might get some pinko ideas from being reminded each year of the time that the state cracked down on a bunch of anarchists and how those anarchists were protesting a series of injustices that had been imposed by the state to suppress the call for an 8-hour workday. Because anyone who hears that story would be like, yo, thanks anarchists, that's pretty tight. Pretty fucked up how the government responded, though. That's not tight. Luckily for him, while the initial hysteria about the Haymarket Affair was ongoing, the Knights of Labor, a labor organizing group at the time, was like, whoa, hey, whoa, we're not with those guys. That's not our thing. We say Labor Day should be like, I don't know, first Monday of September or whatever. Cleveland was like, yeah, that sounds good. That's the law now. I'm going to make that one the law. As if this couldn't be more dystopian, in 1955, Dwight D. Eisenhower declared May 1st to be Loyalty Day. The day where Americans reaffirm their loyalty to the United States, to counter the holiday commemorating how radicals had been murdered for their beliefs. Do you catch the implication? Don't step out of line. Instead of remembering the people who were killed for agitating for the rights you enjoy now, declare your undying loyalty to the apparatus that killed them. And that sounds like some Cold War Red Scare bullshit, but every sitting president since then has made an official Loyalty Day proclamation ever since. It's still a thing in a very cool and normal country. As for Canada, we adopted the fake Labor Day too because our little baby state is desperate for the approval of its big brother. It's not really a more interesting story than that. And that's Labor Day. Wow, that's a cool story. Some dudes died because they wanted like an 8-hour workday 130 years ago. Big deal. What's that got to do with me now at times? Labor faces way different struggles and way different forms of suppression now than it did back then. There's no Jack the Rippers attacking anybody now. We should be focused on our future rather than our past. And I agree. We can learn from our past, but that doesn't mean jack shit if we don't put what we've learned into practice. So, here's one lesson I think we can take away from the history of Labor Day. Capital and its lapdog, the state, are terrified of the possibility of a general strike. You can tell they're terrified because they're willing to lie, brutalize, and kill to stop one. They're willing to round up anyone involved in one and forcibly suppress their movement. It makes them take desperate, dangerous measures like publicly executing dissidents to set an example. If something scares them that much, there's got to be something in it for you. Something in it for you to take back from them. Right now, we're in a situation where workers have a lot to lose. Many of them are being forced into unsafe working conditions with very little, if any, protection from the pandemic. Others are finding themselves out of work, with only meager and temporary relief being offered. They failed us, and people are being impoverished by the ravages of a pandemic that the state failed to prepare for despite ample warning. Their failures will, as they always do, mean austerity for the rest of us. If we let it. There is an active, international, intellectually diverse, and organized movement building a general strike happening right now. It won't look like the general strike of 1886. I doubt, somehow, we're going to get 500,000 people marching in the streets, and even if we could, that might not be a good idea right now. But nothing changes if working people don't organize. Nothing changes unless we come together and advocate for ourselves and one another. Visit genstrike.org, link in the description, to find out how you can get involved. When August Spies was sentenced to death, he said this: "If you think that by hanging us, you can stamp out the labor movement, the movement from which the downtrodden millions, the millions who toil in misery and want, expect salvation, if this is your opinion, then hang us. Here you will tread on a spark, but there and there, behind you, and in front of you, and everywhere, flames blaze up. It is a subterranean fire. You cannot put it out."
All right, there you go, folks. The history of Labor Day from the exceptional Thought Slime. If you haven't checked out their content, you absolutely must check out their content. And I think you will enjoy it. And if you learned anything from that, I hope you internalize it and take it and move forward with it in your life, because the people who make these decisions and who are responsible for fake Labor Day are counting on you always not to. And I think it's just, it's deeply important that we start making moves. And there are more of us than there are of them. That's what I think you need to remember. Even when it feels like the odds are against us, there are more of us, always. All right, we're going to listen to some Catharsis, and I think we could all use a little Catharsis. So this is Eramocene, and I hope you dig it, and I'm sure I'm going to. So here we go, folks, Catharsis on Syrup Moose Radio. We will be back in a few minutes.
We are true.
Catharsis with Eremocene. I hope you enjoyed a little catharting. You are listening to Syrup Moose Radio, the only show called that on the planet Earth, I would imagine. Maybe not. I don't know. You are listening to this, of course, first and foremost, on CICK, Smithers Community Radio. That is the home of this show. You could, though, also, if you were very cool, be listening on CJASF in Burnaby, BC. I don't know why I got southern with that. CKUT in Montreal, CKXU in Lethbridge, Alberta, CFUR in Prince George, and 1027 CKMS in Waterloo. Wherever you are hearing this from, thank you. I sincerely appreciate it. It is a wild privilege to be able to do this show at all, and that anybody enjoys it is even better, I think. We are creeping up on the first, on the end of the first hour of the show, and it seems a good time to tell you all of the ways that you can support me and support this show and support the radio station and do all the good things that you're supposed to do. First and foremost, go to smithersradio.com, and you can make any donations and help the station live and listen to previous episodes and see what songs are in every show. smithersradio.com. It's very good. Go there, look at all the stuff. Also, if you want to see what I specifically am up to, head over to themarsh.ca. That is where all of my stuff lives. Whether you want to see more about this show, you want to see megafauna stuff, you want to see, oh, what else am I doing, venereal stuff, or any of those kinds of things, or you want to watch my extremely dumb Xbox wrestling videos, you can watch, you can find all that stuff over on themarsh.ca. If you want to reach out to the show directly, you can do so at syrupmoosrecords@gmail.com. And I'm active on Blue Sky mostly. Email is good. I'm on Instagram and Facebook and all that shit, but I hate it all. So I do make a point to try and not be on it. Because it's not fun to be on. And what's the point of doing anything if it doesn't bring you some level of joy, right? I think so. Live dates coming up that I will share with you all. Because that is what you're supposed to do when you have live dates. September 20th, I will be in Prince Rupert at Port City Spirits at 9 p.m. That's a free show, Port City Spirits, 9 p.m. September 20th. On the 27th, you can catch me online at twitch.tv/headlessbloodidol. I will be taking part in community group show 17 with Chigbarg, Desmo, me, Megafauna, Tea and Smoking, Magenta Skull, Hell Valley Sky Trees, Dia Decay, TTTLLRRR, PJ Princess, Vitomo, Glitch Wolf, Nurses with Knives. Should be weird as hell. So do yourselves a favor and tune in to that. Also, October 31st. 2025 Halloween, folks, I will be at the Old Church in Smithers providing a live score to the Cabinet of Dr. Caligari. If you were out to see me at Bulky Valley last night, it is nothing like that, but I hope you'll come anyway. Tickets are $10 in advance and $15 at the door. You can get them over on themarsh.ca or by going to somnambulist.brownpapertickets.ca. Or .com, sorry. Just head to The Marsh, click live, and click on the poster for Somnambulist, and you'll find it. Let's check out this new one, folks. This is Victim of Fire. The song is called Nightmares of Ceasefire, and we're going to listen to it, and you're going to like it. So we might as well just get to it. Victim of Fire coming up right now on Syrup Moose Radio. I'll talk to you in a bit.
try and fucking run on us, because I got six little friends, and they can all run faster than you can.
Abrupt Decay with He Had It Coming. Before that, Victim of Fire, Nightmares of Ceasefire. And we are here, folks, at the end of the first hour of Syrup Moose Radio. We're going to end the hour with some brand new Pupil Slicer. Very exciting. If you know, you know. And when we come back, we're going to have more music. And hopefully I have enough to fill the full 2 hours, because what I don't have are a ton of topics for the next full hour. So, but I got lots of music ready to go, and I think I can track down a couple more. If you want to send me your music to hear on this show, you can do so by sending it straight to me at syrupmoose records@gmail.com. I want to hear your music. I do check Earshot and try and grab some stuff that fits the show there. And I do try and look, but you know, I've only got so much time, and I want you to send me your music for sure. Send it to me. Do it right now. While you're listening to me do this, open up Gmail and send me one. Unless you're driving, I guess. Don't Gmail and drive, I guess. All right, folks, let's do this. Let's listen to some Pupil Slicer. This brand new one is called Fleshwork. Band rules. If you haven't heard Pupil Slicer yet, you're in for a real treat, I think, folks. We'll be back after the hour break with some more music. Let's get into it, folks. We'll be back. listening to Syrup Me